It's been over 80 years since Newt Rockne walked the football sidelines at Notre Dame. However, phrases like "win one for the Gipper" and his national championships still resonate with many. His legendary fame still brings people to the wide open spaces of Kansas to honor him. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this. We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. There's still time to reserve your spot with us to Brazil this January 29th through February 7th. This is the perfect time to head south. In fact, the amazing trip is priced below many similar length trips that stay right here in the U.S. And you'll be staying in outstanding hotels, including great meals and the sights you want to see. We'll be touring Rio just months ahead of the Olympic Games. Plus, we'll get into the countryside to see farms and ranches and much, much more. I posted our latest brochure. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com or simply call today at 888-2-AG-TOUR. On March 31, 1931, TWA Flight 599 crashed in the Flint Hills near Bazaar, Kansas. Sue Ann Brown's father, Easter Heathman, was nearly 14 years old at the time, and his family was one of the first at the site. The crash killed eight, including well-known Notre Dame football coach Newt Rockne. No one at the site realized, though, who had died in the crash.
This was the Depression. They turned the radio on to get the farm reports and turned it back off.
The plane was flying in heavy fog, and pilots reported icing. One wing ripped from the plane while in the air.
The wing landed about a quarter of a mile to half a mile from the rest of the plane. And the plane was carrying mail, and there were mail bags all from where the wing landed and where the plane itself went down.
Area residents flocked to the crash site. After the bodies were recovered, many locals took pieces of the plane to remember the event.
Dad's brother brought home a propeller and hung it on the wall behind the couch until the sheriff came and said they needed that for the investigation. Dad had a gas cap. He kept that for a long time, and he donated it to the university.
In 1935, a memorial marker was erected to all who perished in the crash. Over time, her father became the guide who often led people to that marker.
The visitors have gone down a lot after Dad passed away. Those last few years that he was alive, I'd say in the summertime, every week to 10 days, somebody was on vacation and they wanted to see Easter.
You can see our trip to the memorial on our American Countryside TV segment as a part of U.S. Farm Report airing this fall. Traveling the countryside near Bazaar, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.